Yeah. Fourth paragraph of Bavansiya Mishnah of Hazav Kainis, the case of Kesavan Kainis is Hazav. There's a rule like this. There's monetary sale is you sell a commodity for money. Now, the halacha is that if you are Moshech, you do a kinyan on the commodity, let's say it's a fruit, then that's automatically mechayiv you to pay. It's the agreement what you can pay for it. Whereas, if you Moshech the money, the one who's selling it is Moshech the money, then the transaction has not taken place yet. Because even if you hold that the money is kind of a derisive and rabbon, and chacham made a takon of the money, does not consummate the deal, and you can see they can still change their minds. Though, if one does change his mind after he receives the money, he gets a curse from the Bezdin because of improper behavior. But the Maisa, because Chazal did not want there to be a loss of the one who bought the item, they said money is not going. What's the loss that could happen to this person? If I'm Moshe for money, and the item is still in my possession, then fire could break out, and I'm not going to bother saving it. And then I'm not sure if myself to say because it doesn't belong to me anyway. So therefore they said, no, it belongs to you. If it gets burnt, then you can have to give the money back. So, because of this idea that the one who is Moshe for the commodity makes the kinyan, we always have to decide what is the money and what is the commodity. So for example, the Mishnah says, Azov coin is a kesev, kesev and a coin is azov. Over here we have coins of gold and of silver. So the question is, which is considered the money and which is considered the commodity that's being bought. So this Mishnah holds the Machlokes in the Gemara. But this Mishnah holds that the Zov is considered the commodity and Kesev is considered the money. Why? Even though the Zov is more valuable, Kesev is used more as coinage. So therefore, it's used more for transactions. So therefore, if you Moshech the Zov, then that's Mechayev you to pay the Kesev. But if you Moshech the Kesev, transaction did not yet take effect. Choshech is in the Kesev, and Kesev is in the Choshech. It's the same thing. Copper is considered a commodity in respect to silver. No, the other way around, not. Most rice coins is a yofus. Yofus and coins is a rice. Person has poor quality money, which is not being used anymore. Some say, Tosfos learns that it is used by the doifak. So therefore, the same thing. Since this is not really used as a coinage or barely used as a coinage, it's considered a commodity in respect to coins that are being used as a coinage. Yofas and coinage is a rice. Asimon coinage is a matbeva, matbeva and a coinage is a simon. Asimon, it's different perushim where this asimon is. But Rashi says it's a coin that does not have any, it was just made in the shape of the coin, wasn't yet stamped. So he says it was stamped already, but it's not used. I'll call upon it, the same idea. It is a type of coin which is not used as a regular coinage, and therefore it's considered a commodity in respect to money. Yeah, movable objects, regular commodities, if you measure them, that's mechayev a coin, but if you measure the coin, it's not mechayev these objects. Now, most Rishonim hold that all these above mentioned different types of coins, whether the silver, gold, and copper, all considered coins in respect to metal. It's just not really coins in respect to silver. It's movable objects that can be coined to one another. There's a difference between between a case where I'm moshech the metal and that's mechayev the money, because it's not coined the money, it's just mechayev the other person to give the money. But I'm moshech metal. To be coin is something else, that's a type of kinyan, in the chalipin, and therefore let's say Moshe Ashor, the coin of the Chamor, the fact that I'm coin of the Moshe of the Shor, now would automatically be coin of the Chamor to me. It belongs to the Chamor, now belongs to me, as we will see in the next Mishnah.